And we are now joined by today's third place finisher, Denny Hamlin, driver of that number 11 FedEx Toyota for Joe Gibbs Racing. Denny, please walk us through your run today from your perspective.
I had a really good car on the short run all day. Just got great restarts and was fast for 25-30 laps, and then it seemed like guys would start catching us. So unfortunately, it was just too many laps there at the end that we couldn't hold those guys off, but at least gave ourselves a chance by getting a good restart there and getting in front of Martin. But ultimately, they just they were better turning the corner, getting off than we were, and it finished third again.
Okay, we're going to go straight to questions. Our first question will come from Bob Pockers. Go with the question, Bob.
Yeah, Denny, did you have a lot of hope that you were going to be able to hold off Martin, or did you think it was just a matter of time that he'd get past you?
Well, I thought it was a matter of time. I mean, with about 25 to go or so, he had already gotten to my rear bumper and was kind of beating the back end off. And I was like, it's just a matter of time. The only hope maybe, we had an extra set of tires over everyone, but hell, we would have pitted and taken tires and restarted 20th. So that wasn't going to work either. So just tough to say. We just were stuck in a box where we couldn't be good in the long run. The reason we led so many laps is we had a lot of short runs and restarts there in the middle of the race and not much green flag racing. But when we had green flag racing, again, we were fast for a little time, not a long time.
And NASCAR's told teams that they're going to start letting some sponsor people potentially in the garage. Darlington, are there any parameters that you want to see in place, or are you good with whatever NASCAR comes up with?
I'm good with whatever they come up with, whatever they deem safe is fine.
Our next question will come from Dustin Long. Go ahead with the question, Dustin.
Thank you. Denny, obviously, it's hard to complain in one sense about thirds and fourths, so many top fives at the beginning of the season, but only three playoff points at this point. I know if you continue your points-wise, you'll get a bunch of playoff points at the end of the regular season. But I'm curious, how much of a concern is it, 30% of the way through the regular season, three playoff points for you right now?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely would like to have more for sure. But, the way we're running, we can win any given week. We've just gotten beat by one or two cars each and every week that have just been – that hit the setup a little bit better than we did. But, it is, like you said, it's hard to complain. I don't know what the record is for most points scored in eight races, but I think we've pretty much got to be there. So we don't finish any worse than third in every stage. And obviously we're finishing the top three or four every race. So just keep building on that. Let's look at the positives, try not to be negative. And, our wins, we're getting closer. We're getting there. We just got to, there's none saying that we can't win the next three races in a row. So.
How do you feel? Obviously, a lot of different tracks, the first eight races, to be able to have this consistency. Where do you feel like, is there something a little bit off in the sense of not getting those wins that you can carry over? What do you see that's kind of held you guys back at this point?
Yeah, I mean, we're just getting used to some things here and there. And I think that, similar to the fall here, we're good for the first part of the race, but we faded there towards the end. It's just something about when this track goes into night that it's not suiting either myself or the driving style in which the car reacts. So there's just a lot of different things that are factored into us not winning. I mean, honestly, we've been really close, but each time I feel like that's the best we could do that day. We're not losing with dominant cars and all the stat sheet looks like we're dominant, but it was fake news. I mean, we just had a lot of short runs there and we were leading laps when our competitors like Blaney and whatnot were having issues. So we've been the third best most weeks. And it's been one or two guys that have seemed like they just have a little better balance than we do. And we get beat by it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Our next question will come from Jordan Bianchi. Go ahead with the question, Jordan.
Denny, you kind of touched on it a little bit, but does today feel indicative of kind of your season? You guys are very, very good, but just kind of missing that little part to kind of get over the hump?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's just nothing I could have done, I feel, as a driver differently today. I feel like I executed well on pit road. Obviously, we're the only car that was able to take the lead on the restart on the outside multiple times. You know, sometimes the cards are dealt to you where, you know, you got a short run car and the end of the race comes down to a 40 lap run. And that's just outside your window of greatness. So, you know, it's just been amazing the execution that our team has had over the first eight races. I mean, short of a pit road penalty I had on the last pit stop at Homestead, you know, we should be top three every single week. So it's hard to be disappointed with that. We're executing phenomenal, and we just haven't had that dominant car that we've had a few times last year that we just, you know, beat up on everyone. We just haven't had that car yet. We've just been next best.
A follow-up question. After stage two, most of the leaders had pitted. There was kind of a rash of cautions there. You guys stayed on the racetrack. What was the thinking there in terms of your strategy?
Well, we saw how many tires we had left, and actually cycling the tires for us was better for us in the long run. So it seemed like my car held on slightly better. Anytime I had a short run and then a caution, if I stayed out, my car actually held on better in the long run. So it was actually good for us to get, you know, get those tires primed, and then we finish off the run on those scuffed tires. You know, the last run was kind of a worst case scenario because we had new tires and no cycles, where during the middle of the race, we kept cycling our tires because of the caution. So it was the worst case scenario. It really exploited, you know, kind of our setup and our weakness there with 15 or so to go.
Our next question will come from Stephen Conley. Go ahead with the question, Steve.
Yeah, Denny, you mentioned taking the positives out of the first eight races. Is there a little bit more frustration out of leading 200 plus laps and coming up a little bit short, or can you find the positives in this race?
Well, I mean, I definitely can find the positives. You know, I did the best that I could do. That's what I need to come out of every weekend. That's my goal, is to, like, make sure I do the best that I can as a driver, and I do everything that I possibly can to win and not make mistakes. And this was just the seventh of eight races that I've done that, where I feel like there's nothing else I could have done to change the outcome. So all you can do is concentrate on your job. Chris will concentrate on his, making the car better. Pit crew's getting better every single week. So everyone, as long as they stay calm and continue to focus on their job and nothing more, we're going to continue to get better.
And how much can you take out of this, especially with Martinsville being an elimination race in the fall?
Well, that's a good baseline for us. I mean, you know, I think that we were better here than what we were in the fall. When we got back in the back of the pack in the fall, we just were not very good in traffic. And, you know, luckily for us, we stayed up front all day today. We didn't have to fight much traffic other than lap cars. And then by then our car was starting to fade anyway. So, you know, we'll just have to really look at the data and see, you know, where our strengths and weaknesses is, and really digest into the 19 car and see, you know, where they're different and what approach they have that's different, that's, you know, making them so good at the end of this race.
Thank you.
And our final question will come from Jacob Seelman. Go ahead with the question, Jacob.
Thanks, Matt. Denny, you touched on it a little bit when you answered Jordan, but you mentioned that the last run really exploited kind of the weakness in your car over that longer run. Was there a lot that you and Gayheart could do to adjust it to make it much better for a longer run, or was it a case of where, you know, this particular weakness, you just kind of had what you had?
I had what I had. So the only thing that I could, you know, what I would do is that since I had such a good short run cars, I would run as hard as I could for the time that it was good. And if I could build a gap over the guy that was behind me, it would just take him longer to get to me instead of me trying to ride and, like, save my stuff. You know, I just, all I did was let those guys, you know, when my car started fading, they were right on me instead of half straight away back. So it's the cars that were dealt. I mean, the reason we even took the lead on that final restart is because we were good on the short run. So we made sure that we preserved what strong suit we did have, and that was, you know, the first 20 laps.
Good deal. Well, Denny, thank you for joining us, and good luck next week in Richmond.